random acts of kindness.
Yes.
And I thought, I love that. So we're going to have a bit of a chat about it.
Okay, yeah. Well, where I thought this might be interesting, it came up at a recent Positive Psychology World Congress, and they talk about some of the latest research in certain areas. And I think one of the more interesting things that came up was about acts of kindness. One of the really interesting things is if someone acts in a kind way towards someone else, then this actually activates the pleasure centres in their own brain. Mm. People get a mood boost, and it's associated with a release of dopamine. So there are other ways that we get a boost of dopamine from pleasure. It can be, well, as we can imagine, sex, receiving money, food. Yeah.
Yep.
So they can be pleasurable things. But also, people might not be aware that you can get a mood boost and a shot of dopamine from actually acting kindly towards someone else.
Well, it kind of makes sense in that, like, I love giving a gift and then seeing somebody really enjoy it.
Mm. Yeah.
I love when you help somebody out and they really appreciate it. You get a really good feeling from it.
Mm. Yeah. And so sometimes they do an experiment with students, and they might have students go and buy something at a shopping centre, or otherwise they can, you know, perform some voluntary act, a kind act for someone else. And then they see how long their positive mood lasts. And typically what happens is the mood lasts longer. If people do something beneficial for other people, it's the pleasure tends to be fairly quickly gone if you buy something for yourself.
Mm. Isn't that interesting? I've got a couple of stories when people have done some really nice things, totally unexpected things for me. But I'd love to open up the lines. And have you ever done one of those sort of acts of kindness and then, you know, felt good about it afterwards? And they sort of almost need to come out of the blue a little bit, I think.
That's the thing, actually. Yeah. Works best if it's novel.
Yes.
If it's something different and spontaneous, it works even better. Yeah.
Well, look, it is one of those things, and it does. When somebody does something like that for you, you often, you know, have that feeling. But if you are that person too, give us a call, 52-299-939, and tell us about your random act of kindness and how you feel about it. Chris Mackey is in the studio. Normally talking synchronicity, we're talking a random act of kindness. So give us a call, 52-299-939, if you've got one to tell us about. Chris Mackey is in the studio. We're talking, well, not synchronicity today, but acts of kindness. And we've got Chloe on the line from Belmont. Hello, Chloe.
Hi, how are you going?
Good.
Now, you occasionally do little acts of kindness. Do you want to tell us about those, Chloe?
Yeah, so basically, like, it doesn't happen very often, but every now and then you might see someone at, like, the registers at the supermarket or at the petrol station or something, and there might be, like, it could be anywhere from 5 cents to, like, $2 to $5 short for whatever they've got. And they're obviously struggling to find either the coins in their purse or they're, like, trying different cards, and it's just, Every time I see that, I just like to help out. And any spare change I got, I'll put it towards. Even if it's not the whole amount, it still helps. Like, and it's happened in return to me too. There's been a couple of times where I haven't had a 50-cent coin or something like that, and someone's gone, here you go, here, take this. And it's the little things, and it really helps, especially if, you know, a lot of people are struggling these days. And if it's just for bread and milk, like, I don't feel bad at all.
What a terrific little boost, Chloe. And as you're emphasising, it gives you a boost too.
It really does. Like, it makes me feel good because, like, it's no skin off my back, really. And, like, yeah, if it's just a couple of dollars, like, who cares? Like, yeah. And it's obviously going to a good cause. It's feeding people.
Yeah.
And it's funny what you say, that it goes around, comes around. Sometimes when, you know, when you're somewhere and you go, you just need a 50-cent coin, and somebody else goes, oh, well, here, I've got one, you take it. It sort of, you go, it makes it all worth it, doesn't it?
So Chloe, go on.
Yeah, I was just saying, it feels really good. Like, and it's kind of a bit of a shock as well when it does happen to you, because you don't really expect people to be so kind these days, which is kind of sad as well, but it's good. It's just nice, those little things like that that really help to make the world smile.
Terrific. It's got that lovely little spontaneous aspect to it, so that boost that it gives someone, it's just, as you say, not expecting it. Terrific.
Thank you, Chloe.
Yeah, it's the same as sort of saying good job while you're at work.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Good on you, Chloe.
Now, I think we need to do more of that too. I think we need to say nice things to people, because we tend not to say nice things.
That's so true.
We tend to say the negative things all the time, and sometimes it's nice. It doesn't work out when I tell a lady at the traffic light, she's got nice shoes.
No, don't do that.
No, it's okay. But if you see someone and they look good and you tell them they look good, it gives them a boost.
Absolutely.
Actually, in a workplace, they find that to have the best level of well-being at work, you actually have to come up with about 6 positive messages to every 1 negative message.
Wow. Okay.
It's pretty remarkable, isn't it?
Like, I'll say that again, and I'll just put that on the PA.
You're fantastic, Daryl. And Roxy, you're just exceptional.
I'll put that on the PA through the door. Is anyone still here?
But a couple of the things that that I've done or had done. One time, this is back in the olden days where there used to be a toll on the Westgate Bridge. I went through and there was a car ahead of me, and I said, I went to pay the money, and the woman said, oh no, that gentleman in the car ahead of you paid.
Terrific. I had an uncle who used to do that on the Sydney Harbour Bridge too. He'd love it because he'd do that for a couple of cars and they'd be whizzing alongside and beeping their horn and waving.
Exactly. And it just makes
and just
you
a
feel
simple
good.
Little thing, but it made a difference.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And back in the day, it was only a couple of bucks. Now you've got a mortgage house to get an e-tag, don't you?
Exactly. But another one is I've done it at the drive-through coffee. I've done it a couple of times, and I've had it done to me once. But another one that I really like too is somebody gives you, and this has happened a few times to me, gives you their parking ticket. And like you go up and they sort of say, some more time here, I've got to go, here you go.
Just that little bit of thoughtfulness, isn't it?
It is. It's awesome.
So I think maybe we need to send everyone out there who's listening to go, just try it once or twice. Buy someone a coffee, give them some change, give them your parking ticket with still time on it, and see how you feel about it.
Notice what happens to your own mood.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Chris Mackey, synchronicity. We're not talking that. We're talking, random acts of kindness. So we advise you to go out and do one and see how you feel about it.
It's all about positive psychology, though.
Yes, that's right. Chris, we'll catch you again in a couple of weeks.
See you, Daryl. See you, Roxy.
It's The Catch-Up here at Bay 93.9.